The Lord put it heavy on my heart to share something with you because I know that I can't be the only one that feels the way that I feel about the current condition of society and the direction that things are going in this world that we live in. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 7, it says that God delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The word vexed means that you're troubled. And I felt so troubled in my spirit because I look around and I see these things that are happening on these mainstream news channels, and it's constantly a headline on social media with, after the 40-day government shutdown, now NASA is releasing these images of 3i Atlas, and they're saying that this thing is going to make its closest approach to Earth next month. And they're releasing these images and telling us that this thing is alien in nature. And we've talked about all these things, and we know the truth of the matter, that there are no aliens outside of this firmament. Everything that they're going to try to tell us is alien is already here. They are demons. They've been here since before the flood. These people that practice witchcraft have been channeling these demons. That's who gives them their seat and authority. That's why the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against power. Powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the things that the Bible told us that have been here since Adam and Eve were in the garden. They are the demonic deities that people have worshipped for centuries. But as you see the condition of society and how we're being told all these things and how this whole system is being put in place, you see this government shutdown that lasted longer than any other shutdown, and it almost feels like that something is being set up, like the stage is being prepared for something to happen. But as I thought about that, I thought, you know, this is kind of crazy because now they're telling us that they just voted to release the Epstein files all of a sudden. In the beginning, the president campaigned on how he was going to expose the Epstein files, and this is going to be something he's going to do on day one. He's going to show the world all of these evil people that are doing this evil stuff to these children. And then when he gets in office, he doesn't do it. And when he's pressed on the issue, he tells us that the Epstein list is a hoax, and it's a Democrat hoax, and it's all of this stuff. Listen, I'm not trying to come to you with some kind of a political agenda here. The only one that I follow and serve is Jesus Christ. I don't put my trust or my faith in men. I put my trust and my faith in Jesus Christ, in God Almighty. And when you look at these political sides of how they're going back and forth, right, they're wavering to and fro. It doesn't make sense that one minute they're telling us that the list is a hoax, and now they're telling us that they're going to release these things. And it's almost like you're troubled in your spirit. And the word that the Bible used when Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah was he was vexed. He vexed his righteous soul with the conversation, the filthy conversation of the wicked. And I know a lot of people are feeling that, but if you go back to the book of Daniel, it says that the Antichrist, Satan, will wear out the saints of the Most High. And we've discussed that. But it seems like they're giving you this ultimatum of information that you can believe this or you can believe this, and we're going to tell you this. But I want you to stop and think about what's happened since 2015, 2020. Look at what the people that dwell on this earth have been through in this short time period of the talking heads on news media that have pushed so much propaganda. It's like they have been programming people, right? Stay inside, watch the news, trust the government, wear your mask, vaccines are safe, trust the science, stay inside, watch the news, trust the science, wear your mask, comply, comply, comply. You see this day in and day out, over and over, to a point to where you don't know what to believe, so most people just believe the lie. Do you realize that human beings are the only species on this earth that go against the natural order? of how and what they were created to be. What does that tell you? Well, the Bible tells me that men have been given free will. And as we see things progressing in this nature, we're seeing society traveling into this dark place of depravity with AI. And there's something so interesting about how AI is now transitioning into superintelligence. It makes me wonder if these systems weren't being given over to AI when this government shutdown was happening and this seat of deception was being set up. Now, there's something very interesting in Revelation chapter 13 where it says that the beast caused all who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast. So in Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 15, it says that he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So you got to imagine that John is seeing this picture, right? He's seeing this vision of this image of the beast, which would look something like a statue or a robot that's standing there that can't speak, it can't breathe, it can't move. But all of a sudden, this second beast had power to give life to the image of the beast, that it should both speak and cause as many that should not worship it to be killed. And that sounds a lot like AI, because all of these government systems are giving their authority over to AI. You got to understand that the world is ran by computers, and the most powerful computer on this earth is quantum computing. You have people like Elon Musk and all of these big elite executive people that have a ruling authority over this earth are saying that, hey, this AI thing's a demon. It's a deity. It's going to possess these operating systems, and it's going to take over the world and try to destroy humanity. They're telling us this in our face while we're watching it unfold. But the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because we're not paying attention to the fruit that is on the tree of these organizations, just like with 3i Atlas and this so-called comet that they keep telling us. It doesn't look natural. It doesn't look normal. It doesn't look like a comet. It looks like some kind of an alien craft. And they've released images just today, and this thing looks like some kind of spaceship. And they're trying to set up this deception to get people to believe everything but the fact that the Bible is real. And when I talk about the fruit that's on the tree, you have to look at NASA's logo. It is literally an Ouroboros with a serpent's tongue going through it. Now, an Ouroboros it's an occult symbol of a serpent or a dragon consuming its own tail. And this ancient symbol that is tied to occultism and Satanism is a symbol of destruction and rebirth, right? And what do we know that these people speak in Latin that is their motto? Order out of chaos, right? Out of the ashes rises the phoenix. And we see this occult symbolism, but there's also something that you need to pay attention to, because the devil is always in the details. Because when you see the word NASA below that logo, it's NASA. And you see this serpent's tongue going through this Ouroboros, but what does it also look like? This tongue looks like a cursive T. And if you've got NASA and you've got a cursive T, what do they say every time they get ready to launch a rocket up towards the firmament? Before they start the countdown, they say T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, right? What's the one letter missing from NASA to spell Satan? It's just T minus, right? It's minus the T. When in your life have you ever heard anybody start a countdown other than NASA by saying T minus? Because I believe that the devil has to tell you when he is there. He has to expose himself and be hidden in plain sight. It's called sigil magic. It is a gentleman's warning. He's letting you know that he's right in front of your face, because the Bible tells us with the temptation, God will always make a way for an escape, even if it is psychological temptation for you to believe a lie. This is an organization that everything they tell you is contrary to the Word of God, about this world that we live in, about this earth that we live upon. Everything the Bible says about the earth is in contradiction to what NASA tells you, because they don't want you to understand that this book is all truth. They tell you you live on a ball flying 66,600 miles an hour around the sun, which is a very interesting number, and that you can just get on this aluminum rocket and fly right on up out of God's creation, when the Bible tells me that no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, talking about Jesus Christ. Nobody's getting through that firmament, because the Bible says in the book of Job, it is as a clear molten looking glass. So we see all of these things that are happening, and this deception that's being put forth and taken place, and all the things that have happened leading up to this point in our lives. But I noticed that I feel this vexation, this troubling in my spirit. I feel vexed in my soul about the condition of the hearts of men, because we're looking around and it's like people are just falling into the trap. We've talked about the churches that are falling away for the love of money and the deception of lukewarm doctrine, and the people that are heaping to themselves teachers, having itching ears. But it's going so much deeper than that on so many levels that I look around and I see brothers and sisters in Christ that are allowing the devil into their homes, and they don't even realize it. A lot of you out there have the devil in your house, and the reason that he's there is because you unlocked the door and opened it and welcomed him in. And I want to get into that and explain a little bit of that to you, because the Lord convicted my heart about these things, right? There's a lot of popular TV shows that are out there that are designed and created to defile your mind, to give place to the enemy in your life. It's not just about the things that you see on these mainstream medias. I mean, this mainstream media is like a new religion. People watch it all day and all night, and it's the only thing they consume. They watch the news more than they read the Bible, and it becomes that new religion. It's like they worship it. Oh, we got to watch the news. Let's turn the news on and see what's going on. But I see that level of it. But then I see the level of deception, like with these TV shows that they're coming out with that are so popular, like Landman and Yellowstone. And I've spoke a little bit about this before on some of my social media videos, but the Lord put it on my heart to share with you the truth about what's going on with these shows, because when this Landman show came out, I started to watch it. And I thought, well, you know, this looks like a good show. It's got Billy Bob Thornton in it, and I'm going to watch this. And as I watched it and I heard the language that these people used in this TV show, and I saw the lust and the nudity and the filth that was being projected in this, the Holy Spirit placed conviction on my heart and said, you wouldn't allow these people to talk like this in your living room where you praise and worship me and study your Bible and lead your family. So why is it that you're allowing these people to do it in Dolby Digital surround sound with the volume turned up? And I thought, wow, what am I doing? And the Lord said, you're damaging your hedge of protection that I have set around you by allowing this in. And when I saw that, he gave me this vision of what it looked like. And I want to paint that picture for you. And a lot of people's not going to like what I'm about to tell you, but I have an obligation as a man of God to share this with all who have ears to hear. But I want you to imagine that you pray and you fast and you ask for the Lord's hedge of protection to be set around you, and you walk in obedience to His word. And every time you do that, the Bible says that obedience is better than a sacrifice, and you expand God's hedge of protection around your life, around your family, around your home. And this hedge of protection gets bigger and bigger. And all around this hedge of protection, there are demons gnashing their teeth and clawing, trying to get their way in, because they see that you are a threat to them, but you have value in the kingdom of heaven. And the enemy walks about, right? Like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. They are looking to steal, kill, and destroy every moment, every waking moment. They do not rest. This battle that rages for your soul continues on day and night until you die. And you have God's hedge of protection, and it grows. You increase the boundaries of this hedge of protection. And then you come in and you sit down in the middle of it, in your home where you dwell, where you eat, where you pray, where you read your Bible, where you walk in obedience, and you turn on the television and you go over to the edge of your hedge of protection and say, we're going to watch this show. And you take a razor blade and you slice open that hedge of protection and you peel it back and you say, y'all come on in. We're going to have a little filth tonight. We're going to dine with the unrighteous. We're going to consume some of this filth. We're going to allow them to speak these blasphemies in this house. We're going to let them use the Lord's name in vain with this word that they say over and over, this GD and MF, and we're going to look at naked women and naked men and what they're doing in this bed. You're literally giving place to the devil. You don't think that that's what's happening? You're destroying the very hedge of protection that God has set around you in amongst this situation where you have prayed and fasted and asked him to do this. You're reading your Bible in the same house that you're watching filth with lust and pornography and the filthy conversation of the wicked. You see, what happens is I meet a lot of these people who say they're walking in faith and they're vexed in their soul with the condition of the society that we live in, but then they turn right around and they allow this evil into their home through these television shows. And the reason that I'm sharing that with you, listen, we're not in cradle school. We're going to see evil, right? You can't hide yourself from the fact and say, well, I'm just not going to look at anything. I'm just going to close my eyes and bury my head in the sand. That's not what I'm talking about. You can watch a video on social media and see some kind of an evil event take place. That's not going to defile your soul. That's going to help you in being as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, because you're going to be able to say, that's what the Bible says was going to happen. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But I'm talking about watching a show that was scripted. It was premeditated in the sense that they wrote a script and they planned to speak this filth. They planned to blaspheme the word of God, to blaspheme the name of God, to use the Lord's name in vain, to show you this lust and these abominations and all of these activities about violence and murder and evil. And what does it have you doing? When you're watching this and you're entertaining it, right? You're allowing it into your eyes and into your ears, which are windows to your soul. You don't understand what's happening there, but whenever you entertain this demonic content, you are coming into agreement with these things and you're literally giving place to the devil. The Bible tells me, neither give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more. When I felt this conviction come upon my heart, it first started when I watched the Yellowstone show, which seems like an Americana, down-to-earth kind of show. And I was like, yeah, you know, that's how I feel. But when I was watching this show, I caught myself and the Holy Spirit who dwells within a man, right? The Holy Spirit don't live in a church. The Holy Spirit dwells in temples not made with hands. And the Bible says that you and I are the temple where the Holy Spirit of the living God dwells. And the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And he who defiles the temple, him shall God destroy. So as I'm sitting here, right, with the Holy Spirit of the living God of Jesus Christ dwelling in my vessel, I caught myself lusting over violence because I was like, yeah, they need to go take him to the train station. They need to go get him back. They need to go do this. And I'm sitting here as a man of God and I'm coming into agreement with this darkness, with this evil that I'm allowing into my home, right? In one minute, I'm vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked and all of the darkness that's going on with the pride agenda and all of this nonsense that's happening in the world with the Epstein files and and the trafficked children and all of this stuff that I say as a man of God, as a man who is righteous, I stand against these things. But then I come into my house and I turn my TV on and I let the devil come and sit at my table with me as I come into agreement and entertain these things in my home. Listen, you can't ride the fence because the devil owns the fence. Jesus said, it's not going to be easy for you to come after me. You're going to have to deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow me. To deny yourself means that you no longer look at the things that are not of God. You are to avert your eyes away from these things. And in doing this, the conviction that was brought forth brought me to repentance because I said, Lord, I realize what I am doing because I am called to a higher place of righteousness, to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And if we are not growing in our spiritual walk towards Jesus Christ, we are sitting still and becoming stagnant. And the farther that we walk on this path to strive to enter in at that narrow gate, the enemy seeks to have us more. Just like I said in last week's podcast, the reason that the enemy is making so much noise in some of your lives is because you are getting close to finding out what the calling is that God has on your life. You're getting close to those gifts that He has placed in your life for you to walk in. But what we cannot do is walk to that place, that higher place of righteousness, and get close to that thing that God has prepared for our lives, and then begin to step outside of those boundaries and get off that narrow path for a little break. I'm just going to wind down this evening and watch this TV show that shows two people having sex right in my living room. It's the same thing as watching pornography, right? You might not be able to see the actual physical workings of the hardcore stuff that people look up on their phone, but you watching the same thing, you looking at what they're doing, and they planned that out. It ain't like you walked in and accidentally saw it. You pushed the power button. You chose the show. You sat down and came into agreement with the fact that I am going to watch this, and I am going to enjoy it, and I am going to let it into my life. I realized, guys, I know that, hey, I was bummed out. I was like, dang. In a moment, in the beginning, I was like, dang, I'm not going to be able to watch this show anymore. I'm not going to be able to see how it ends. I can't do this because here's the thing. If you understand that this is spiritual warfare that we're dealing with, all of it is spiritual warfare. What you're seeing with NASA and the government and Epstein and all this stuff that's happening, it's 100% spiritual warfare. You're going to walk in spiritual warfare and put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand. You're going to have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and having the sword of the Spirit, which is the living word of God. And then you're going to take all that off to come home and watch a show that exemplifies murder, lust, porn, and filth, and the conversation of the most filthiest profane babblings that I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it's like these people are professionals at it. They're like, you've heard the term cussing like a sailor, but what's happening is the Bible says what is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and what's loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. How are you going to call yourself? And listen, this is something I asked myself. How are you going to call yourself a man or a woman of God and sit in your living room or your bedroom in your house and allow this kind of content to play out into your house, right? If you're vexed about the society that we live in and you're allowing stuff like this into your home, your prayer is in vain. Your walk is in vain. Because you have been deceived. I realized that I was being deceived. I realized that every time I walked around and put on the whole armor of God, I was damaging my armor every time that I thought it was okay to sit down and come into agreement with this stuff. I've had this conversation with people who claim to be believers in Jesus Christ, and they get mad at me. They stop talking to me. They don't want to talk to me no more. they're like, man, this guy's done lost it. He's a little too serious about this Jesus stuff. He's going a little too far. He's kind of radical. Like, it's just a show. I'm grown. I can watch a movie, right? And listen, I'm not talking about these horror movies that are blatantly and openly demonic. You ought to have enough discernment by now to see that that gives place to the devil. But the enemy is very cunning. He knows how to make these shows to where you look at them and you say, oh, I like that. I like that. That's what I would do if I was in that situation. I'd take them to the train station. I'd murder them and throw them off that hill down there. They done me like that. Do you realize that that is lusting over violence? What did Jesus say about adultery? He said, you don't have to commit adultery. All you have to do is have lust in your heart, and you've already done it. What do you think's happening when you're sitting there coming into agreement, rooting for somebody to kill somebody on a TV show and glorifying that, wearing a T-shirt with it on it, right? I am Beth Dutton. I see women wearing these shirts, and that woman, she portrays a whore, a filthy-mouthed Jezebel, right? I'm not talking about the woman personally, but we're called to judge them by their fruit. What else is she? Does anybody want her for a wife? Out doing what she's doing? Saying what she's saying? If you're a godly man, is that what you want in your life? Is that what you lust over? Because if we're allowing this kind of filth content into our homes where we're going to sit and read the holy and righteous living word of God, what are you doing? You can't serve two masters. You can't hang out with Jesus on the weekend and then run with the devil every Tuesday night. It don't work that way. What does it mean to draw nigh to God? As the Bible says, he said, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, when we draw nigh to God, we walk in obedience. We resist temptation. When the temptation comes to walk in sin, we say, no, I am not going to do that because I am a man or a woman of God, right? But in that obedience, we resist the devil and we get physically closer and spiritually closer to the living God. We pray, we fast, we repent, and we read the Bible. But what happens whenever you watch these things that are evil with lust and pornography and murder and violence and profanity? You physically depart from him. You're drawing away from him. But not only are you drawing away from God, you are drawing closer to the enemy. You're drawing nigh to the devil himself. If you don't believe me, that's not my problem. That's your problem. The Lord put it on my heart to tell you the truth about this matter, because there are many, many people that are falling into the trap of this lukewarm spirit of, it's okay if I watch a movie. It's okay if I do this. Listen, guys, if you look back in society in the 50s, if they'd have released a show like this on public broadcast television, there would have been outrage. There would have been pandemonium. People would have been like, we got to shut this down immediately. But look at where we've gone with desensitization to all of these things. Back then, it was unheard of to be able to see anything filthy on a picture show on a television, right? But look at what you can do now. You can get on your phone and you can just Google it, and you got to pay for any other movie or TV show you want to watch. But if you want to see the filthiest content, you can see all of it for free. Because lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant to his devices. We can see what the enemy's trying to do, but he is a deceiver, right? He is a liar and the father of it. He wants you to believe, oh, it's just a TV show. It's just something to relax and unwind and take your mind off of all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. You got to understand something, that when the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world, he's the prince of the power of the air, how do they broadcast these shows to you? Over the airwaves, right? He uses frequency over the air. And we know that the soul and spirit are frequency and God is the Most High. But Satan is manipulating these frequencies to put filth into your life, into your home. You don't think that's a real thing? Why do you think they call it broadcasting, right? Tell a vision. The Bible says that without a vision, the people perish. So we have television. It's how they're going to tell us the vision that they want us to see. And the prince of the power of the air controls these networks that push this filth. That's why they call the internet the World Wide Web, because it was a military tool. They knew that everybody was going to be caught in it. They would go online and put in their personal information, and they would use it as a system of control. I'm not trying to say that you're evil if you use the internet. Obviously, I'm on here making this video to share the truth and to bring light to an evil situation. It is a tool that can be used in either direction. But we are not called to use our freedom as an occasion to stumble. The Lord has given us an opportunity here to be beacons of light and fishers of men before the entire world. He said that you are a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. How are you going to continue to shine that light while you are going home and watching the most evil thing? And ask yourself this question: why is it the number one show on network television? Why are they always the number one show? Look at the fruit that's hanging on the tree. Pay attention in this hour, because what I realized is when I looked at these things, I was opening the door to welcome attacks from the enemy. You think that there aren't witches in your community that pray against the people of God in your community? Do you think that they don't go out and do rituals and sacrifices and cast spells and hexes and curses on the men of God in your community? God said, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." If you choose to ignore the fact that there is this kind of evil in this world, then you are going to fall to the wayside, because if you don't realize that there's that kind of evil out there, then you can't even see the forest for the trees. You can't even see that the things that you allow into your home through your television is defiling your mind. These eyeballs, they're not just to help you see to get around the room. They are windows to your soul. And what you allow into them has a legal right to dwell there. It goes across so many different levels. I've talked about it with the music. Look at the condition of the music industry in this hour that we live. These people are singing about all types of abominations. Look at some of these songs. Country music is the largest revenue generating genre of music in that industry. We got songs out there that are glorifying fornication and sexual things like you've never seen before. Look at some of these number one country songs that have came out on the radio, like "Knockin' Boots" and "I Feel a Sin Coming On." And all of these other songs, like there was another song, it sings about, "I want you in the worst way." And I went in and listened to this and I thought, my gosh, what are we doing listening to something that is only singing about fornication, sexual idolatry, sexual iniquity? The Bible tells us that we should flee iniquity. That don't say run. It don't say get away. It says flee. Run for your life. Right? That is a peculiar word that we've discussed in the Bible. And when God says you better flee from that, you better run as if your life depended on it, because it will kill you. And when the Bible speaks about death in that fashion, it talks about the second death in the lake of fire. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, I want to explain something to you so clearly, because we live in an age of deception, and there is a deception at the door like you cannot imagine. People think that they're entitled. They think that they're smarter than the devil, and that when they see deception, they're going to be like, "Oh yeah, I know Jesus. That's a deception." Your Bible tells you, you better pray without ceasing. You better put on the whole armor so that you may be able to stand. against the wiles of the devil. Because a good deception don't look like a deception. And the Bible tells me that because these people did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the reprobate mind. And for this cause, he will send a strong delusion that they should believe the lie. God wants to find out what you're made of so that he can find out if you're worthy and found faithful and righteous enough to enter his kingdom. And it's not that we earn salvation, because the blood of Jesus already paid for that, but you have to do what? Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called. And in Romans chapter 1, when he said the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and ungodliness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. What are you doing when you're watching this filth on your TV show and then going and laying in your bed and praising the Lord and thanking Jesus for your day? You're holding the truth in unrighteousness. That's a thing. They've got their conscience seared with a hot iron. When you hear somebody say, I don't have to worry about that. I'm a grown man. I can watch a movie if I want to. Well, is it of God, or does it bear fruit of the enemy? Are you allowing the devil to have place in your life? Are you going out to the edge of your hedge of protection and slicing it open and say, come on in, demons. Come on in here. We're going to watch a TV show that makes my flesh feel good. We're going to get up in here and get some funk on us. That's what's happening. If you don't like what I'm saying to you, head on out there and get you some funk on you. It ain't got nothing to do with me. The blood is no longer on my hands. If you think you a big boy or a big girl and you can go watch these movies and this filth and this iniquity and bring it into your home and somehow God's going to dwell there with you in it, mess around and find out what the end of that's going to be. Because if you go to the end of that chapter in Romans chapter 1, he's not just talking about the homosexual. He's talking about those who are walking in iniquity. He said, knowing the judgment of God, not only those who do these things are worthy of death, but those who take pleasure in them that do them. You are taking pleasure in those who do unrighteousness. Your heart is coming into agreement with this iniquity. A lot of people say, man, that's crazy. You know, it's just a TV show. It's just this, that, or the other. You better be sober and vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, he walketh about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's stalking his prey day and night. The enemy rejoices when a man of God turns on filth and iniquity and enjoys it for an hour in his home, in his dwelling place, where he prays that the will of God is over his life, where God's hedge of protection is around him, where the Holy Spirit would fill him, where he asked the Lord to bless, keep, and protect his family. You think this is a game? You think that those scriptures that tell you to put on God's armor to protect you from the attacks of the enemy is a game? Do you think that they don't apply to you? Are you out of your mind? You need to understand that when you make the decision to walk towards Jesus, to accept that blood covenant that he shed on the cross at Calvary, that it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, 31, that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. He will forgive you for these things. He will forgive you for walking in iniquity, for giving place to the devil over and over and over again. But if you wink at ignorance and you allow these things to enter into your life and you tell yourself that it's okay, I can do what I want to because I'm grown, I can pray and ask for forgiveness. What did Jesus say was going to happen when you live lukewarm? What did Jesus say was going to happen whenever you walk in this iniquity and then turn back to me? He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You want to walk in that filth and add stripes to my back? I died so that you could find your way out of this filth, out of this iniquity, so that you could flee fornication and all of these unclean things that you're allowing into your life. I was brutally tortured. The book of Isaiah says that he was beaten until you couldn't tell that he was a man. And when we sin against God, we're crucifying Christ afresh and putting him to an open shame. Listen, guys, these are not my words. This is the word of God. There's so many people out there that say, don't judge me. Don't judge me because I live this way or that way. Hey, if somebody's coming to you and quoting the Bible, they're not judging you. The Bible's already done that. They're just repeating what God wants you to hear before it's too late, before you die in your sins and you are cast into the pit of hell, the fiery pit of hell, the lake of fire that burns without end, where the worm dieth not and where the fire is not quenched, where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Imagine that you were cast into hell and you'd been there for 10,000 years in torment. And the only thing you can think about is that was nothing compared to the eternity that I'm going to spend here. That's where a lot of people's going. The Bible says there's more people entering into the broad gate that leads to destruction than into that narrow gate that leads to life. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. And he said that the gate is so narrow that too few shall enter in. It's a horrible thing. But that's why God is calling together a remnant of his seed to walk worthy of that vocation wherewith you're called. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sharing this message with you tonight because I've seen people in my own life that claim the name of Jesus and allow iniquity into their lives. God never meant for it to be that way. He does not want this for you. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. You have a war that battles between your flesh and your spirit. The Bible says the flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another, and the flesh lusts after the spirit and the spirit after the flesh, so that we should walk in the spirit, so that we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do you understand what that means? That means that you have two options. You can feed your soul with this book right here, with the holy and living word of God. You can feed your soul, or you can feed your flesh with these shows that were made by the hands of the unrighteous to defile your mind, to draw you closer to the enemy. And whichever one you feed the most is the one that is going to grow. Where are you walking today? Are you denying yourself and taking up your cross and following him? Or are you walking towards the devil? It's a simple thing to figure out. You don't have to look very long or hard to find out what kind of fruit your tree is bringing forth. You just have to make sure that you don't have your conscience seared with a hot iron, right? Telling yourself that it's okay. You're the God of your own reality. You grown. You can watch a movie. You can listen to this song. It don't affect you. You believe in Jesus, right? When Jesus said, you better come out from among them and be ye separate. Don't touch that unclean thing. I'll receive you. But if you're going to be over there sticking your hands and feet in the bowl of the enemy and rubbing defilement all over your house and all over your life and all over your soul and allowing the enemy into your eyes, I don't want no part of you. And as a matter of fact, if you continue to do that, you don't even know me. You were never mine. You were a vessel fitted for destruction. He doesn't want that for you today. People get mad when they say, you judging me when you telling me that I'm doing wrong. Just like this pride community. Listen, nobody cares if you want to be gay. I don't care. I care about your soul. I don't want to see you go to hell, but I support your right and your freedom to live how you want to. And so does God, because he gave you free will, right? Nobody cares that you live that lifestyle, but what they do care about is that if you continue to live that lifestyle, the Bible says that you are going to burn for eternity in hell. It may not feel good when somebody tells you the truth that that's going to happen. You might get mad at those people, but if they hated you, why would they tell you that? Why wouldn't they just go rejoice that you were on your way to hell? The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You should be thankful for these people. If you live that lifestyle, if you live a homosexual lifestyle and somebody tries to come and tell you the truth, they don't hate you. They love you. If they didn't love you, they wouldn't be talking to you. Trust me. But you should be thankful that these people care enough about you to tell you the truth. Because the whole of the matter is that the Word of God is living and active. It's playing out before our eyes. We're seeing prophecy be fulfilled. What in the world are you doing living in contrast to His Word? You're rebelling against the Word of God. Turn from iniquity. Turn from these things, right? The effeminate will not inherit the kingdom of God. That is a man who takes on the role of a woman. Hello? Hello, there's a lot of people who live in that community, that live in the gay community, that read the Bible. They go to church. You're obviously good people. You got people that love you, right? I've known people that live that lifestyle who were great people. I don't hate them. I love those people. We're called to love the people, but we hate the sin that dwells in them. And we have to be instant, in season. Preach the gospel, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Listen, if you're out there today and you can hear this message and you've been pushed away from the love of Jesus Christ, the true love, not the perverted version that Satan tries to manifest on you. If you've been pushed away from the true love of Jesus Christ because you feel like people hate you because you've been pulled into that lifestyle, whether you were molested as a child or whatever happened to you to cause you to walk in that iniquity, you need to study the Bible for yourself and pray that the Lord would give you understanding and discernment. Don't rebel against Him. Just say, God, if I'm wrong, show me where I'm wrong. You ain't going to like what He shows you, but it's going to save your soul at the end. And that's why we tell you the truth. It's not because we want to tell you how to live or to judge you or condemn you. We're trying to tell you that the Bible that was written and inspired by the Holy and righteous living God tells you that if you continue in this, you will inherit the recompense of your reward, which is meat, which is the lake of fire. We can't change what God says. This book was created to correct us, not so that we could turn around and correct it. Guys, I'm not trying to beat up on anybody for any certain sin. My sins are no better than your sins, and your sins are no better than my sins. The Bible says that a little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump. We have all fallen short of the glory of God and sinned. But what I am telling you here today is that we need to edify one another. We need to stand together and help as many people as we can to not go to hell. The soul of a man is a serious thing, and God loves it dearly. If it wasn't important in the kingdom of heaven, Satan would not be fighting so vigorously to destroy it every day that you wake and walk on this earth. You know, the Bible says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and it is a man's nature to rebel, right? Because we've been born into this sin. We have a rebellious spirit, but we have to humble ourselves and pray and trust in the Lord. You know, there's something interesting that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. He said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." When I started this podcast, I was talking to you about how there's a lot of people vexed about the condition of society, but a lot of people fall into a deception of being vexed about one thing and then letting the enemy into their house and another angle. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're going to be filled because the Lord is going to show you the truth about all iniquity around you. The Bible says in Psalms 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We have to have this word written on the tables of our heart. We need to study this Bible to help us to see that we are walking in a dark place and God is blessing us with a light. You have an opportunity out there. I talked about some of these people that live in this gay community, and I'm not bashing you. I'm not saying anything negative about you, but what's so heartbreaking to me is I see some of these people and they have some of the most incredible lights that I've ever seen spiritually. I'm able to discern that. And they are using it to fight for the enemy. You see, I walked in iniquity in my lifetime. I never walked in that lifestyle, but I walked in iniquity. I used my spiritual strength and my light to fight for the devil. And I understand what that looks like. It's why a lot of people follow me. It's why a lot of people listen to what I have to say, because the Lord has moved me into the gift and the calling and the anointing that He's placed on my life. And I am doing my best to walk worthy of that vocation wherewith I was called. But I see some of these people in this community, and it's heartbreaking because they don't realize that they're running as fast and as hard as they can towards the pit of hell, and they're using the spiritual gifts that God has given them to fight on the side of the devil. Pray for these people. We don't hate these people, right? We pray that God would open their eyes and soften their hearts before it is too late. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to pray for discernment in this hour. If you are not learned of the word, begin to ask the Lord that He would move you from the milk to strong meat, because strong meat belongs to those who have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Be careful what you allow into your eyes, into your ears, the songs that you listen to, right? Because the book of Psalms talks about that, right? The Lord, He pulled me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth so that others may hear and also fear the Lord. We have to make sure that if we are going to walk in this calling, that we are walking worthy of this calling. And the Bible says that we should present ourselves holy and righteous, a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service. Don't be giving place to the devil, because you're destroying all of your labor, and it is in vain when you do these things. You're literally cutting holes in God's hedge of protection and allowing demons to run in and out as they please. That is the purpose of armor, to keep and fend off the attacks of the enemy. You can't just pull a piece off because you need a little break from the lifestyle of a man who follows Jesus Christ. You need to be on guard, because this is not a game, and we are living in an hour of revelation, the last and final chapter of the Bible. Jesus said, "Behold, the end of all things is at hand." Do you understand what that means? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to wake you up and understand that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We need you to go out and shine as lights among men, to be a servant of the Lord. And for the servants of the Lord, we have a promise. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Nothing's going to hurt you, right? He said, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. You're more than conquerors through Him who loves us, and we love Him because He loves us first." So I'm calling out to you tonight to make the decision, right? I have decided to follow Jesus, where there's no turning back. This the life of sins in the past, let's push on to righteousness, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ behind and pressing on to perfection, to the doctrine of baptisms, to the laying on of hands, the healing of the sick, right? To casting out demons. We need more people to walk in their calling, because the devil is sifting people like wheat every day, pulling them into this iniquity through these seductive shows and this seductive music and all of these things of the world that pull you away from God. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. I want to take a minute to say a prayer with you, for a prayer of restoration for God's hedge of protection and for discernment in this hour. So let's go to prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you today in the mighty, holy, and righteous name of Jesus Christ. We stand in agreement today, and we ask that you would bless us with your hedge of protection, Lord. We pray that you would restore that hedge of protection that we have let the enemy destroy places in, Lord. We pray that you would fortify these places where we have walked in weakness, Lord, and help us to see clearly where we have fallen short, so that we might not make that mistake again, hand, Lord. We pray that you would help us to keep on your full armor so that we may be able to continue to stand against these plots and schemes of evil from the enemy, Lord. And above all, Lord, help us to have your word written on the tables of our heart that we might not sin against you, Lord. Help us to study more fervently and give us discernment, Lord. We pray and ask for the gift of discernment so that we may be able to discern good and evil in this hour that we live, so that we may help others to come out of this iniquity. These people that we have mentioned today, Father, that live in these lifestyles that your word says is an abomination, we pray right now and stand in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ that you would touch their heart. Lord, remove from them a rebellious heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Give them eyes to see, Lord. Open their eyes and soften their heart before it is too late. We tell these people the truth because we love them, Father, and you know our heart. You are a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and we just thank you, Father. I pray for for a touch of heaven, Lord. Fill us and anoint us with your Holy Spirit. Give us your words and your wisdom and the unction to speak them in this hour that we may bring forth fruit for your kingdom. Father, we pray that you would give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Strengthen our discernment and bless us with the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we praise, honor, and worship you with all of our heart. We love you, Father, and we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and was and is to come. And hallelujah to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Guys, I thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If something in this podcast touched your heart, pray about it. Ask the Lord to reveal to you deeper the things that you need to see, to show you the truth in His Word. I always want to tell people, if you haven't got a chance yet, to go check out our website. These new t-shirts are on our website. They are very nice, good quality shirts. We have them made. They're 100% ring spun cotton. They're available on tylerwoodencounter.com. They help what we do here. When you buy these shirts, I want to say thank you to everybody that has bought these shirts and all of these things. It's really a blessing to see that people would want to wear a shirt with the name of Jesus on it. We've got three different styles. We're about to put new ones up. I wanted to make these things to help you to walk in boldness, and it blesses my soul to see that people would want to wear a shirt that says preach the gospel, or Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Or a shirt that has a cross on it with nails that says redeemed. Check these shirts out on my website. You've been a blessing to me. Thank you guys for all the comments, all of the prayer requests, all of the messages, the emails. Thank you so much. I want you to know that I'm praying for you, and I'm working to get through these messages to get back to you. But I do pray for you. I ask that you would help me pray for everyone. Go into these comments. Go in here and edify each other. It is a beautiful thing to see the people of God coming together with one accord, with one mind, in agreement, in the name of Jesus. God is starting a move here, and revival is coming to the United States of America. All we need to do is stand in agreement that these things will happen in Jesus' mighty name. Guys, I ask that you would share this podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel. I love y'all tonight. Thank you so much for your love and your support and your faith. It's such a blessing to me to see real faith out there, and I want to encourage you to keep it up. Keep looking up. Fight the good fight. Keep the faith. Keep the armor and push forward unto righteousness. God bless y'all tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of the world.